Blog Talk Radio.
Man, you already know what this is. TSA Radio. We back. We live and direct. My bro Dre, Three Letterman. What is good, my G?
Late night edition. What's poppin'?
Hey. Late night is a great night edition, brother.
You already. Yes, sir.
We got a guest calling up tonight. In the words of Joe Budden, no pun intended, because he's on his tour. Yeah, there's a friend of the show.
That's my homie right here.
Friend of the show. Yes, sir. I got Cortez calling up today, huh?
Yes, sir.
Cortez currently on tour with Joe Budden, the Rage Tour. Crazy, man. Cortez out here working,
Before Cortez, he should be a 347 number call. I just text him.
Yeah.
But I just heard two rounds from T-Top tonight.
Uh-oh.
Y'all know this ain't bullshit. I heard the rounds before when he battled Math. I told niggas that. Yo, I'm going to tell you right now, B. Remember, keep the file. His first round. That's all I'm going to say. No gassing. No gas station. Pump number 9, T-Top. His first round is...
Are you saying right now that T-Top let you hear a couple rounds?
Yeah.
That he has versus Surf.
And I got a call. He's going to be calling back. He's going to be calling back so I can let him hear he'll let me hear the third.
So you're going to end up hearing all rounds. Okay.
I heard all the rounds with Math. I had T-Top 2-1. I'm not gonna wave off that.
You're not swaying off of that one?
No, I'm not swaying off that at all. I still picked him before he heard the rounds, and I'm gonna stick 2-1. Don't get it twisted though. Surf is my guy. This is not about, you know what I'm saying? Both of my guys and shit ain't favoritism at all. I've heard other niggas rounds before. I won't even put them on blast. Let me hear their rounds before, and I was like, yeah, no doubt, because you don't want to hurt niggas' feelings. But, no, this nigga is very serious. And I try to tell you before, the word angles. Remember I told you, remember this word tonight, Timbo? When that battle comes out, angles. Angles. So I'm going to say.
Yikes.
Angles. You know that angles. Boy already got the cadence, the chill, laid back. He's spazzing.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's not even no joke shit like he did against Math. Because some people didn't even like too much jokes. Like, this is more serious. Like, his first round is not about anties, selling bricks. You know what I mean? None of that shit.
So he's going to be talking to Math.
Huh?
He's going to be talking to Math. Talk to him.
To Surf? Yeah, he's going to be talking to Surf.
To Surf, excuse me.
He's going to be talking to Surf.
Talk to Surf.
He's gonna be talking to Surf. I'm not saying that with Surf though.
I'm not swaying.
Well, a lot of you media guys, shout out Knowledge, the God from Hip Hop Is Real, Jay Black. I know this. I spoke to him before. All three of y'all, riding with Top.
All three of y'all.
Birdman voice.
Now, Dre, before we get the guests calling up here, I want to give the fans a little taste of what's coming up. I know if I speak about it, we're going to get into it, but I just want to get just put it in everybody's ear, especially for your ear and myself. Lil Yachty. Was being interviewed, him and his friend talked about what's the first thing you think of when you hear this name. The guy who was interviewing said the notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls, Christopher Wallace, first thing came out of Yachty's mouth, he said, overrated.
Oh.
Overrated.
Cringe. Oh.
And you're
that
cringing over there.
That is blasphemy. That is ridiculous. That is stupid talk. Listen, man. First of all, Lil Yachty said to him on the Pitchfork interview, he doesn't listen to Biggie's music. Right, if you don't listen to his music, why even make a comment that is overrated? Why would you sound stupid? You sound, should you not want to do the knowledge you do in music, you dumbass? You make music for niggas that get thrown in lockers anyway and get wedgies and shit, get mushed out. Get the fuck out of here, Lil Yachty, man. What the fuck is you talking about, man?
Yeah.
My nigga, you don't even, Juicy is still getting played till this day. You don't have no classics like that. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. You look like you have social anxiety, man. Shut the fuck up, man. Get out of here with that dumb shit. You got a movie after you? No. Are you going to be popping by next year? Where's your classic album at, Lil Yachty? Biggie survived through all the bullshit. Nigga, are you crazy? Come on, man. Ain't no defending that. You need to shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't here when James Brown did music, but I respect James Brown. Come on, man. Come on, now. I wasn't watching Bill Russell and fucking these other niggas play basketball, Bob Cousy and these motherfuckers, but I respect them. They're legends. Bill Russell got 11 rings. How do I know that? Because I took time to do knowledge to see what the fuck is going on.
Okay.
Come on, man. All
right. Can I rebuttal?
Go ahead, man.
I know you're not going
to
listen
to this. Ain't shit
to
rebuttal, man. Ain't shit to rebuttal, on, my nigga.
So mad at this. Okay. I'm giving you the sports references just like you gave me. Bill Russell, right, won 11 rings. Greatest, but he's still not even referred to as the greatest of all time. He's the most winning
Timbo,
player of all time.
We're not going to do this. We're not going to play that bullshit, man. Lil Yachty, shut the fuck up. Respect your fucking elders, nigga.
Check it, check it,
respect
check it, check
on Biggie's name.
Check it out, check it out.
Fuck
out
of here, man.
Check it out, check it out, check it out. So Lil Yachty's growing up, right? What is he, a 1997 baby, maybe? Whatever. 97, 96, right? Check this out. Growing up, what if he's hearing all about how good Biggie is? How this is like, this is the dude, these old heads trying to put it in his head that Biggie's the best, Biggie's a master with the words, the stories.
Nobody
legend.
Put that in his head, Timbo. He got an interview. They asked him, word association, what you thought about Biggie. Right then and there, his little ass should have fucking said, I don't listen to Biggie's music. No comment. That's what I would have said. I never listened to
he's
Biggie's
already
music,
said that.
So I can't say that. My nigga, you say he's overrated him. So say that again then. So keep fucking running with that shit. Don't sit up there and talk about overrated. What? Nigga, you of all people? Shut the fuck up.
Now, I'm not nigga, saying he's
serious.
Right. Listen.
No, he's not right. Nobody's
saying
he's
right.
My nigga.
He's not.
Biggie overrated.
He's not right. I'm trying to put myself in his shoes, though.
Nigga
have
Brooks on his
motherfucking right.
back.
He's not right.
Storytelling, Biggie, wordplay, all the fucking coochie outfits you little niggas is wearing. Biggie
King
made you niggas wear coochies. You niggas walking around with coochie sweaters, don't even know who the originator who was rocking that shit, nigga. Black and ugly as ever, nigga. What? Fuck out of here, man. Come on, son. We ain't gonna do that. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll be the old head, Tim's nigga. I'll be that little Yachty. I'll be the old head that's gonna defend it because somebody gotta say that shit. My nigga, you don't listen to him. Keep it moving. You're trolling now. That's trolling. Because you're trying to get a rise of niggas like me. You're gonna get a rise. Well, you're gonna learn today, nigga. The fuck? Biggie, what? Come on, my nigga. Just say you ain't like him, but overrated? I could not, there's a lot of rappers I might not like, but I'm not going to say overrated.
Uh-huh.
It's ridiculous, bro.
You know what's crazy?
That's blasphemy.
You know what's crazy? Is I'm looking through the comments. There's people that are agreeing with him, Dre.
Little niggas, man. Little niggas. And I respect Lil Yachty in the sense of, you know what? He's a young brother doing tours, getting money, chilling, staying off the streets, you know, he ain't breaking nobody's crib, he's making legal money. I'm cool with that, even if I don't like his music. You feel me? Now, if a nigga asks me, do I listen to Lil Yachty, you know what I say? Nah, that's not my cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not, I'm not going to say he's whack. No, but he is whack.
Yeah.
Fuck that. He is whack. Nigga,
yeah.
I don't give a fuck if you got tours and all that dumb shit. You skydiving in the fucking crowd. Nigga, your music ain't got no fucking substance, man. That shit is good for fucking playing romper room or getting the kids' diapers ready, man. Shut the fuck up, man.
Look,
I feel like tying him up and just to a chair for like a weekend. And Biggie's ready
playing
to die.
Play ready to die.
Their light at the death goes right after that. It's just like every fucking song.
Fact.
All his 2000 and his and a third. Fuck out of here.
Dre, but here's the thing. The reason I'm not going to kill him is because it's his opinion. But you're right in saying that he's wrong. He's wrong for obviously, like, look, you don't say that. Like, Biggie obviously is not overrated. But this is just a dude that he doesn't listen to. He's never probably listened to Big. He couldn't recite a Big line. He couldn't spit over a Big beat. Nothing.
Well, obviously, all of Atlanta niggas, well, Timbo, I had to cut you up, but all of Atlanta niggas got some problem with Biggie. Rich Homie Quan was at a fucking, doing a Biggie duet. He can't even fucking remember fucking Biggie lyrics and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Fuck out of here, yo. Respect your elders, my nigga. Respect the niggas that paved the way for your little asses, motherfuckers.
Is there an old head and a legend, somebody in this game that should sit him down and teach him?
Yes, Coach K. He has mentors. The fuck? Nah, my nigga, nobody got to teach you nothing. At 19 years old, you know better than that, man. Fuck out. Let's act like he's a fucking 11-year-old kid with a bib in his mouth. Well, not even 11, fucking 2-year-old. With a bib in his mouth.
Young in
we,
this
we
game,
do
Dre.
That. We're not gonna hold.
Not
my nigga, we're not gonna hold. My nigga, we're not gonna hold little Yachty's hand. And no, we're not doing that, man. God, here, little Yachty.
Little
Just say
Yachty.
You don't listen to the nigga, son. Just say you don't listen to him. Just keep it moving.
Would that have been?
I don't listen
been
to him.
That'd
yeah,
be,
that'd have been
would
good
you
for
respect
me.
Him more?
That'd have been more suffice. Of course, that'd have been more suffice. And I'd be like, he don't listen to him. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Then we're not talking about him not listening to him. I don't care about that. If you don't listen to him, like you said, he's probably born 19 years old, 1920. Mm-hmm. That's not the era he's from. Drake Aubrey is his hero. Degrassi is his hero. You feel me? We know that.
You wild,
that's
bro.
Cool. That's cool. Aubs is your man's in them, your favorite rapper. That's cool, my guy. But, my nigga, I didn't listen to Grandmaster Caz and the Furious Five and Treacherous Three and all that shit. I didn't listen to that. Rapper's Delight. It's not my cup of tea, my dude. But I respect the forefathers and niggas before me that paved the way. And these were these little niggas don't understand. These little niggas are weak as fuck.
I feel you. Come on, little Yachty, catching up. Dre, I wanted to bring up one more thing. Before we get the guests on, are you ready for this? I don't know if you saw this, but it was everyone was talking about it. Did you see Shia LaBeouf freestyle?
Oh my God, Sway! Jesus, my Lord!
Bro, I want to hear. I want to break this down real quick. I want to hear what your thoughts were when you saw that.
Twitter was in an uproar. First off, and I was like, am I reading right, Shia? Who? What? So I had to obviously click on the motherfucking shit, and I'm sitting there like, who knew? That's just the first thing that came out of my mouth. Who knew?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, little Yachty. That's what I'm saying. You got a fucker act in Hollywood who can go on the mic. You can't do no shit like that, man. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Yo, I was very impressed. Yo, this wordplay was crazy. I was just sitting there like, wow, he really went in. And for
crazy,
what did you think? I'm just like, yo,
bro. I was, first of all, bro, I can't say this without laughing, but I was in shock. I was in shock.
Who knew?
A part of me wasn't crazy in shock because, yo, these creative weird dudes can spit like straight up. I just want to say that these creative weird ass dudes. You know, this guy's a weirdo to the 20th power. They usually have some sort of mind shit that just, they think different, you know? So I'm not super surprised that he's able to do this, but man, like on Sway, the five fingers of death. If you were to tell me he would just, if he were to just like spit a cappella, you know, on a video and then put it out, okay, like I can see that. But you're on this, Dre, he's up in Sway. Like, the dopest of the dope don't handle this all the time, bro. This dude, that Sway, I wanted to know what Sway was thinking.
I think Sway's facial expressions told her, tailor the tape, though, Timbo. I mean, come on now.
Bro, this dude just
I wasn't expecting that.
Murdered. Me neither.
And you know what's ill? He rapped on Five Fingers of Death, different beats, and still caught it. You feel me?
Yes.
And like you said, not doing the acapella, that's one thing, but to go on tracks and spit what he's spitting, like, you can tell he's a hip-hop head. You can just tell that
he loves
the art of rhyming and putting words together.
Exactly.
That's dope. And wordplay, metaphors, like, you know what I'm saying?
And you know what? If you kind of followed him, I'm not, like, avid on his career or anything, but if you kind of follow him, like, the stories, he's just a weird dude. And like I said, you know, some of these weird dudes follow that type of stuff that you wouldn't think.
Kanye's a weirdo.
You know,
a lot of weirdos are geniuses.
Exactly. I think this is one of those dudes. You know, he's just a weird guy. He does things different, and I think his mind just works in different ways. So I wouldn't be surprised, like you said, if he listens to these legends. You know, these guys that you grew up on too, and that I grew up on. I wouldn't be surprised if he knows like Pac and Big and DMX and you know. All these bars and like can recite NWA verses and stuff like that. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. That
was
crazy. That was crazy.
Like you said, Sway's face set it off.
He's not throwing a beat off for something to go in and start rhyming. He just like, wow.
Yeah. Everybody
playing with the
like,
words, you know what I'm saying? Like,
dude, did he throw they're saying he sent shots over at Drake. He was sending
He took a shot at your boy who we just talked about. Lil Yachty. Yeah.
Yes, he did.
He said Lil Yachty big line too and shit.
Yeah, he said something like a Yachty, like a boat, like something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
He said something like that. Dude. He
I wasn't expecting that.
He rapped over an AZ beat, bro.
Rapped over a big beat, Tupac beat. Like, yo, he did his fucking thing.
He spit over the AZ's the format. Come on, bro.
He made O'Malley's shit look bad. Like when O'Malley was up there doing that, Trinidad James and Tim West were doing the fuckery. Like y'all niggas is rappers.
Yep.
And this motherfucker going up there and just rapping. That's why I'm saying it's a different era. Because the young niggas like Yachty, Trinidad James, they don't give a fuck about going up to the radio. Remember, at one time it was cool to go to the radio and spit bars and shit.
Yeah.
You know, you had
Dipset.
Right. One thing I give Hot 97, man, and their respect, they got classics. Classic freestyles, Dipset, Locks, G-Unit. All those freestyles are fucking legendary. Rockefeller.
Yeah.
When Beans and Free was in there just wilding out and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
you know what?
J.R. Ryder, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, though. But if you take it back, even Dre, like, what about the Rap City freestyles?
My dude, those are fucking legendary, man.
Like,
come on, man.
Like, if you just go back to Tigga with the legendary, you know, just put him in rap, like, come on, bro.
Cameron calling money when he's rhyming.
Cam's freestyle, and I think that is the top five.
It's legendary. It's legendary. It's top five. It's top five. Eminem. Every time Eminem went up there, he fucking murdered it.
He killed it.
LL was sitting on the toilet, rhyming on there, wilding. Like, it's just, you know,
Wayne
that's
was
what I'm saying.
There. Jay was up there.
Wayne,
but bro,
mm-hmm.
I don't think
it's a different era though.
Dipset, I don't think there's a lot of people that beat that one, bro. Really, really don't. And the Diplomat, like Cam's.
Yeah, Dipset, that's legendary. G Unit got busy up there too and shit.
G Unit did. Yeah, they did. They really did.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why Look at that era compared to this era. It doesn't matter if you go to the radio and spit no more. Nobody, niggas don't really give a fuck about that shit. Like, I still love
that.
That end? Swear,
when did that?
Wow. Yeah. When did that end?
When did that?
That's a good question.
When did that die, bro? When was that?
I think when MTV stopped showing videos,
yeah.
Rap City just came and poof, they got rid of VH1, so MTV Jams, it's just,
I
don't know what year or what time, but it did just come and go. Like, it doesn't matter. It's the youth. It's just the youth and what we're in. Like, they don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
Well, here's the thing. Rap City ended in 06, 10 years ago. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking a little bit before that.
Videos are not even, niggas ain't even going crazy about videos anymore. It's not like,
bro,
you know, you used to run
over
to watch videos
like
anymore.
It's not a story like it used to be. These videos don't make sense anymore.
And to be honest, all the videos look the fucking same, Timbo. You got a model chick. She's in the bed with her hair did up. She's looking at you. She's smiling through the whole shit. Nigga, that ain't real life. But that's what every motherfucking video is like. You know what I'm saying? Or in a club popping bottles. You know, we can't pop bottles Monday through Thursday, my nigga. Like, come on, man. You know what I mean? Like, one of the illest videos I ever seen is Exhibit. You can't see some shit. You can't. When an old Exhibit video, I'm pretty sure niggas, when we put this out, you remember that Exhibit video? Comment, testify, but videos don't mean shit no more. Niggas don't care a fuck about that shit, bro.
Nah, they don't care at all.
Niggas don't even give a fuck about putting out dope albums. It's all about singles and streams and all kind of fuckery. Nobody gives a fuck about putting out a dope album.
Nah, you're right, though.
Prime example, Young Jeezy. Love Jeezy.
Yeah.
I fucking love Jeezy, and I might get slammed for saying this is cool. Yes, I'm a New York nigga, but I fuck with you. Trap or Die, Jeezy is the intro. Well, my nigga, I sat here and listened to Trap or Die Part 3, 59 minutes. Tried to sit listen to it, and I was not enthused. It's like every beat is the fucking same. And I don't got no problem with Jeezy talking that trap shit because he's one of the co-founders of the trap shit for the South.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Him, Tim, Gucci, whatever you want to flip that, those names around. But I didn't like the album like that.
Yeah.
All the beats sound the fucking same. You know what I mean? And Meek shit I like, but I can't listen to Meek every day because I can't listen to Meek 7 o'clock in the morning. Now I don't need a nigga screaming at me at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Dead ass.
You know?
Dead ass.
Joey got a good
Trey,
album to him and shit. You know?
What's the last Jeezy album that you liked? I'll give you mine, but I want to hear yours. What was the last Jeezy album that you liked?
You on some real, real shit, though? Recession, man. Like, the last fire Jeezy album was a Recession.
If I'm gonna be real with you, that is my exact answer. I could listen to that album front.
Yeah, I could listen
back,
to
yeah,
I could listen
way,
to Trap. I could listen to Trap or Die Part 1. I could listen to Thug Motivation 101. I could listen to The Real Is Back. You know what I'm saying? But this album,
let
is
me tell you something, bro.
For me, man.
But you're right. The Recession, it was different. That was so raw. I mean, you had the big ones like Amazing, and then you had put on My President, and then, bro, tell me that feeling you get when the intro, the beginning of Hustler's Ambition starts.
Oh, that shit is just phenomenal. Come on, man.
When that,
Jeezy, that nigga,
Dre,
son.
When that song just starts, something just happens, man. It's an incredible song.
But see, that's the thing. I don't have that feeling listening to Trap or Die 3. I don't have that same feeling while listening to Jeezy.
I agree.
Like,
I don't have,
I sat
I don't
there
have
like,
that feeling either.
And I'll go on record and say, I think Meek Mill's Dream Chasers 4, I listen to that shit way more than I listen to Jeezy shit. I listen to that Joe Budden shit, and I fuck with Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? I want Jeezy to win, man.
I'll give you this. Joey had a great album. Joey had a great album. But, man, for me, A Loose Quarter was incredible, bro.
Word. I'll scratch that.
Album-wise, when it comes... I know that scratch that. I know it was a tape, but it was crazy, man. It was crazy. Man, I think the guest fell asleep, bro. He ain't getting back.
Nah, I think he's calling in. He just texted me.
Okay.
No, for the fucking six, man. Can't wait for this shit, bro. I wish Dave URL would fucking do this shit on pay-per-view, man. I know they don't like doing that shit, but damn, man. Come on. Put that shit on pay-per-view, bro.
Hey, are you hyped at all for the Gannick versus Goalie card?
Oh, the card? I mean,
really?
The battling. I'm saying. Them battling?
No. They're not battling. They're going against each other.
Yeah, they're squads,
right?
Yeah. Yo, who's on Gannick's team again? Who's his squad?
Right now. Hold on. Organic has Marv 1.
Dope. Real dope.
Daylight.
Dope.
Hold on, bro. I'm checking this out right now. I'm looking for the guest. Don't worry. We go.
Yeah.
Oh, he's calling up right now. Let's get him on, man. Currently, I might have finished his shows, but was on tour with Joe Budden, dope dude, dope friend of the show, man. Just an incredible battler, too. Let's get the man on. Legend himself, Cortez. Tez, what's good, bro? Yo,
Tez. Yo.
Tez, what's good? Yo.
What's good, my nigga?
Yo, Tez. Hello. He's on right now. He just hung up. Let's see if he called right back.
Yeah, see if he called back.
Right. He'll probably call back. Let's go.
Well, hold on. I want to go back to that card, though. They got the matches and everything, right?
Yes, sir. I'm going to get it.
Oh, we got to break that shit down, my nigga. Come on, Timbo. Get on your job, my G. We got to break that shit down.
Bro.
Yo, Organic got Marv 1 in his squad. A plus.
Here we go.
Like good money.
Yeah. All right. Let's get the guest on right now, man. Cortez, Tez, what's good?
Yo. Y'all hear me now? Y'all good?
Yeah, sir, Tez, what's popping, my nigga?
Yo, what's popping, y'all?
My nigga.
Good, brother. Hey.
You up there in the sauce? You up there touring with Joe Budden? What's going on with Cortez, my nigga? What's popping?
Nah, man, it's just been, you know what I mean, like you guys know, like, you know, I grind, you feel what I'm saying? My dudes, the high rollers, they get a lot of big shows out here in Texas.
Yo, Tez, you there? Yo, Tez.
I'm in.
Dre. Yo, Dre, you there?
Yo.
All right. And Tez called back up. That was weird, bro. I don't know. I couldn't hear any of you guys. All right, here we go.
Yo.
Let's do this again, man. Let's get the man on himself. Tez, let's do this right, bro. What's good?
Yo, please tell me I heard most of what I said, because I was talking for like a good 3 minutes, and I'm like, yo, bro.
Ted, we're going to repeat everything you said, but we're going to give you the most fire intro ever, bro. No. Let me talk real quick before Ted even gets there, because I wanted to say something before you started talking about Joe. Now, for people think that this dude is only known for battle rap and only does this, let me tell you something. I'm in Atlanta, right? A3C. I'm in there, Young Chop. You got Dirk in there, baby, stuff like that. I look over. This motherfucker Tez, right, is right there, literally, like, in the cut with all these artists and himself, everyone's around him. Like, this dude does it, man. He's out there. He's at these festivals. Not a lot of people are going to these things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially invited more than anything. Mm-hmm. So I saw Tez. We chopped it up a little bit. Smacks there. You know, these people are there. But, yo, Tez is actually out there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Opening up for Joe, on the road with Joe. Like, this is what it is, man. So, Tez,
And he opened up a game also. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And Snoop.
standing.
Like, yeah,
that's
like,
no.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
out here.
Yeah. So, basically what I was saying was, you know, like, recently, you know, I had a game plan, you know, and my game plan was, you know, of course, a lot of y'all know, like, I really go hard with the music just as much as I go with the battles. So, when I came out to Dallas, I had battled Danny Myers. When I came out here, I met my dudes, the High Rollers. And, you know, I started making music with them. We started writing a few videos, laying a few things down. They come up to New York. And it was kind of like we started to bridge the gap. And it helped me more tap into, like, my Latino fan base. You feel what I'm saying? Like, out here in Texas, it's different. You feel me? So, like, that was something that they opened that door for me out here. And they get a lot of major shows as well. So why not team up with some local acts that's in a different state and really, like, build your brand? And now it's at the point where we selling out the venues. We getting called for all the big shows. And it's helping me build it to the point where I can get on these tours from Joe Buttons to The Game to Snoop to who else we did? We did Nipsey, you know. I was in Denver with them, and we did a whole, like, a Lowriders tour, you feel me, for the magazine. And that's real big, you know, all them Lowrider cars in the West Coast.
Yep.
Like, these shits I'm being a part of. So it's just I've been building my brand, working with them, and just really bridging the gap. And that's why that Source magazine, like, that wasn't no press run for me. I'm starting a press run for some, but that wasn't part of it. That was just a real just fucking article. That was even better because it wasn't like I asked for it. You understand? Guys, I'm going to stay out there for a couple minutes. You understand? So, you know, that was just a blessing. It's like, all right, and all the while this month, not even this month, in the last 2 weeks, I still battled twice. I battled B-Magic in Oakland. You feel what I'm saying? Like, let me tell you, like, I battled B-Magic in Oakland on the 30th, right? Came back to New York that Tuesday from San Francisco. Had a battle. No, I had to do Revolt TV on Thursday. That means I had to write a whole new verse, you know, create something for the segment and memorize it and spit it for television. Then fly on Friday to battle on Saturday at the Bullpen versus D Flames, and then fly to New York to do Power 105 on Sunday, and then fly to Dallas to be at the show, to be on the Joe Buttons show.
I
did all that shit, memorized everything, didn't choke in none of the battles, none of that shit. You feel what I'm saying?
You know what? Like, you know, I gotta say this, but all in time, you had the opportunity, and you did it. The 3-0, my boy, B Magic. Now, Ted.
Yeah, he did.
You put the 30 on my bro's head. Now, everybody knows that Timbo been down with Magic since day one. Not lately, bro. But, yo, you doing all these things. How do you find that love still to just keep digging and be like, yo, I'm not going to let up on anything. Music, definitely, but battles as well. Like, where does that come from? Because usually when someone excels at something, one of them slacks, right? So how do you keep doing that?
I mean, it's the motivation. Like, that hate really motivates me. I don't think people really understand that. Like, that hate really motivates me. I'm not going to sit here and cry about nothing. I'm not going to sit here and make excuses about shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, the type of year that I'm having, I'm happy with the type of year I've had. Like, you know, 3-0 Magic, but I 3-0'd a couple people. You feel what I'm saying? Like, my resume this year alone, just this year alone, you get what I'm saying? Like, the only person that has more battles than me is DNA. You feel me? And that's fine with me. You get what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, because you feel me? And at that rate, it's just, I just want it. You know what I mean? I just want it more. Like, this is the lifestyle I want. I don't want to have that 9-to-5. I'm not trying to go back to that. You feel me? So when they hit, it just makes me go harder. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I got to outwork it.
Hold on, Tez. Oh, shit.
Tez in the gutter right now, yo. Tez,
right now, we in that. Yeah, right now, we in the sticks. We was in Temple. We was coming from San Antonio. We stuck. Not stuck, but we just stopped here to go eat out here in fucking Temple, Texas. This shit is bad out here.
Cortez.
That's why I come to the reception. What's up?
Cortez, who did the beat for the Fast Forward joint, my nigga? That shit is crazy.
Oh, my nigga who fresh as Fitz, like, he's part of my gang, like, he's part of my clique. He produces, like, maybe half the tape. The joint with me and T-Top, don't know if y'all seen that. The King, he produced that record. Mm-hmm. He produced mm-hmm. a couple records for me. So yeah, that's my bro. You know what I mean? That's my bro right there. He's from the Bronx. He does a lot of stuff. He's actually in a Revo segment with me and Misfit too. So you know, we trying to get him out there more. Yeah,
that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Now I gotta ask you this. You talked about the hate. Now I gotta think that if it was opposite and you were getting love from everywhere, this probably wouldn't be happening, just because you would feel, you know, that's when people start to feel like, oh, I can just, you know, maneuver through this and be good. Like you said, is that hate what really breeds it?
Well, it's not even that it's hate or anything. Like, I mean, it motivates me, but I don't think.
Yeah.
See, I look at things a lot different. I look at it like, yo, I'm already got a chip on, like, I already got an X against me. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that just being Spanish. It's like, yo, boom, I got to come in here and be super dope. I got to leave an impression. You know, that was just for me being young, growing up in Brooklyn. It's like, all right, cool. I accept that. So I'm always used to that. That kind of builds me the way I am. You feel me? Like, I like to be the underdog. I think I come out way better in those situations, you know, time and time again. It's just the only thing I am going to stop doing is I don't want to take a battle no more that I don't want. Like, I don't want to force myself to battle. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the only thing, like I'm really been concentrating on. Like, I met all my contractual agreements with every league. I don't owe anybody a battle. So it's like, I'm good now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I could actually focus on the tour, build a brand. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Keep building the project, and all the while be cautious on who I battle next. You know, which
it's
kind of
like starting fresh, like your career starts like again
now,
you know. But you're obviously top.
You know the weird thing. You know the weird thing is, like, they'll say like this: Cortez, you're a vet, or Cortez, you're a legend, or whatever in battle rap. You know. And then if they look at me on the music side, they're like, he's a new artist. And that's kind of, like, weird. You know what I mean? Like, it's weird, but it's refreshing.
Yeah.
It's weird, but it's refreshing.
Yeah.
But they look at all of us like that. You know what I mean? They look at Surf like that. They look at Lux. So it's just, you know,
it's
I'm
true.
Just happy to be mentioned.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just happy to be mentioned in the conversation. You know, I take a lot of time in my music. There's a lot of messages in my music. And at the same time, I could write the turn up party shit, you know, that everybody wants. And at the same time, I could still, like, you know, give niggas some dope shit. I got a record with Method Man coming out. That's going to be the B-side, you know. So,
shit.
You know, I'm just working. Just working, bro.
So, Tez, here's a million-dollar question everybody want to ask. Are we ever going to see you back on URL?
Yeah. I have no problem with URL. I mean, I got an offer. It wasn't like I didn't get no offers or nothing like that. It's like Beasley tried to get me certain names. You feel me? I heard niggas just was like, nah, they don't want to battle Tez. They feel like, you know, they could get somebody better. So I was like, all right, you know, I ain't even going to put
Surf.
Them on blast.
You and Surf, you and Surf.
Nah, it's not even Surf. Now, let me tell you something. It says Surf is Surf. That's coming, but I look at it like it has to only be on URL, me and Surf. That's the only way I can get him where he won't make an excuse for something. Because if you make an excuse for battling Calico, right? Look, Calico, Calico, A-Verb, Shotgun Shug, and T-Rex. If you finessed all four of those niggas because it wasn't on URL, you're not going to finesse me that way. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's got to be on URL so that it can count. You know what I mean? Like, that's how he finessed them niggas. Nah, I don't. It's guerrilla warfare. That shit don't count. You feel what I'm saying? Oh, nah, it was you, Doug. Nigga, that was in Jersey. You still say it don't count? Like, you get what I'm saying? So, you know, if I battle him, it just got to be on URL. You know, I really wanted to battle Old Red, you know what I mean, at one of the ball parties. I wanted to headline one of those shits like that. But, you know, he wanted to take lesser names and, you know, he wants to all of a sudden play chess out of nowhere. Whatever. You feel me? And really,
he going for the young boy.
Hey, like, yeah, he want to go for the young boy. But, nigga, why don't you, like, that's why some of the mistakes he makes is, like, his own fault. Why not headline one of the Born Legacies? Why you want to be the third nigga on the card? Like, He been in this shit too long. He need to know, like, you feel what I'm saying? Market himself. He needs to market himself. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, no, I don't want to take Cortez. Nigga, I'm smoking, niggas. You bugging. You mad quiet, nigga. I let Ored sit on them rounds. Okay. What's up?
Hey, I want to ask you this. Now, we dissected the Arsenal battle a couple times. I wanted to kind of revisit this with you now that we have you on. The crowd, okay? It wasn't it seemed extremely dead when it was on
camera. It was very – you know, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. Like, I wasn't going to sit here and make an excuse about the battle. I just sat there and I said, you know what? Niggas going to say I lost. Niggas going to say I lost. I can't really be mad. I know for a fact what I did in that battle – is what I did in all 14, 15 battles that I did this year. I didn't change nothing. You get what I'm saying? The same material I've been giving y'all was the same material I had in that battle. The crowd, whether you like it or not, you have to understand that crowd is a factor. The crowd is a factor now. Am I going to complain about it? I'm not going to complain about it. You feel what I'm saying? You know why? Because if you could predict that they want to hear more jokes than balls, and, like, the way he did, then I have to be like, you know what? Maybe I need to learn something else that I really don't know. You get what I'm saying? Because
that's
how I was going to, like, maybe there was something I had to learn that night. You know what I mean? Because it was like I didn't change up none of my game plan. My bars were still there. I had way better bars than Arsenal. He had a great performance, though. You feel me?
Yeah, I think the performance.
And I let it
I think the performance.
It overshadowed it. It overshadowed everything. And I'm not mad at that. I could look at that and I could be like, okay, I learned something. Bro, I've been in this shit for mad years. So if I go into a battle and I learn something, that's big. You know what I mean? And I learned it because I was like, damn, like, how am I going to steal this momentum back? You know what I mean? And I really couldn't figure it out. I gained a little momentum in the second. You feel me? But I was running out of time. So they cut my second. It wasn't like I choked either. They really was like already telling me, like, they about to cut me off. So I didn't want to jump into the scheme because I was going to try to jump into it in the third, and I was just like, ah, fuck it. You know, and then in the third, they fucked with it, but it was too late. Yo.
Right. Cortez, let me ask you a question. Do you think that you were trying to match Arsenal or who could be more disrespectful?
I don't think disrespectful. I think I had bars. I think I had bars. I think maybe I, like, you can't out disrespect him. You feel me? I mean, yo, bro, really think about this. Like, really, really think about this, right? I'm saying mad lyrical shit, bars, whatever. This nigga said Humpty Dumpty. This nigga talked about a Down syndrome abortion. And the nigga said, I Leonidas kicked at your father's puto. And he shook the building. And shit like that. And I'm over here saying all these other balls, you know what I'm saying? Give your campaign, who raised money? You know what I mean? All this other shit, and that shit is not worth it. I'm like, yo, man, I don't know what to do. You feel me? Like, it is what it is. I just know that whatever I gave y'all in the Riggs battle, in the Big K battle, in the E-Ness battle, in the Sharon battle, in the Chilla battle, in every battle I gave y'all this year, you feel what I'm saying? Cicero, all those same battles, my nigga, is the same material I had in the Arsenal battle. They just didn't fuck with it.
Right.
Hey,
are you a nominee for Battle of the Year, in your opinion? I think you are.
I definitely feel that way. I feel that way because of the way I bounced back. A lot of niggas would have took that L of Austin, kept quiet. Nah, I jumped right back in the ring two times in a row. Boom, let me get B-Magic. Boom, let me get this young boy, D-Flames. And both those battles are fire. Fire. I just watched the D-Flames pay-per-view today. Fire. I was like, oh, shit. My second round in that battle is probably one of my best rounds ever.
And you know what Mr. Fab said? Mr. Fab told me in Timbo that he felt like you were the only one that took that shit. Man, no disrespect to other people, but you took it more serious than anybody else.
He said no question performance of the night. No debating.
And you got to understand something, bro, and this is what I keep telling you about consistency and like, Mr. Fab, when I battled Danger Zone, I met him. Nigga was like, yo, I fuck with you. I said, yo, bro, let's get a record. He said, send me the beat. I sent him the beat. Nigga sent me the verse back. From there on out, bro, he didn't have to never do a favor for me. So I bet, bro, boom.
let's work this bread out, whatever this is, we'll work it out. And then I'm going to show up. You feel me? And I showed up. It's like, yo, bro, I think you didn't have to give me that verse for free. He's Mr. Fab. You know, you, people got to realize that. Like, yo, bro, niggas think about that shit. Yo, my nigga, don't be Hollywood and pop up here and I have your shit ready.
Right.
You know? Come on. And then I'm telling niggas again, son, there's no excuse, nigga. I'm on tour. I'm doing these shows same way other niggas is, and I'm still battling. Now niggas is choking. Niggas is stumbling. Short round. Like, nah, nigga. Niggas ain't working as hard as me. You feel me? So there's no excuse. There's no excuse. Do you want to get to the bag or not? And that's how I'm getting the bag. A lot of these niggas is fucking up. Keep it real. These niggas is fucking up. That just leaves the door open for me to come in and be like, yo, my nigga, fuck with me. And that's what real, like, you know, like, businessmen do, yo. They fucking up over there, bro. Fuck with me, bro. You know what I mean? And it's working.
Yeah. I feel that. Tez out here dropping facts. Tez, before we get it, I know you out there. You can get some food. I want to get these known predictions from you, bro. All
right, throw them to me.
All right, let's do it. Let's go Charlie Clips versus Ill Will. Who you got?
Clips. Clips 2-1.
Really?
Clips 2-1.
Really?
I just know things.
All right, I'm going to go. You know things. All right. You know things. All right.
All right.
You said that shit with your chest out like it was nothing, Ted. That's why I was like, hold up. Clips. All right.
Hey, man.
Uh-oh.
Next one.
Arsenal versus Bridge.
Yo, I think that battle's going to be crazy. I think Austin's going to get it 2-1, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's battle of the night. And it's a debate.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Arsenal 2-1. DNA versus Daylight.
I think D's going to get him. I think Daylight's going to play around. I didn't like how he looked against John. Well, his first round was amazing. But, you know, and you know, he said he's on tour with Hobson and all that. So, you know, I don't really know what kind of Daylight we're going to get. You know,
URL, though, Tez. You know it's URL. You're going to try to show out.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know. Then DNA, you can't go against DNA on that stage. Every time you count him out, he amazes that stage. So, I say DNA 2-1. I say DNA
2-1. DNA 2-1. Okay. Next up, Tay-Rock versus Rum Nitty.
Oh, man.
Woo! Fire.
I think Rock is going to get him. I don't know if it's going to be a clear 2-1. I think, like, Rock is going to vet that stage, though. You feel me? I don't know if Rum Nitty's ready for that stage. You feel me? That Born Legacy is different. That I don't know.
I'm familiar.
He wasn't like that. Like to me, he wasn't scary when he battled Clips on stage. He won, but he wasn't scary like he is in the Born Legacy. And you got to be scary if you're going to beat Tay Rock. And he ain't scary on that stage. That camera look, he looked different.
Tez, let me tell you something. I said verbatim to Dre during our Gnome 6 predictions exactly what you're saying.
Did.
People don't know that stage, it's a factor. When you're going from Born Legacy to you got the bright lights, the 1,000-plus in front of you, the
like
cameras,
he
the stage.
He should have smoked Charlie. Charlie debatably won the round one. You get what I'm saying? He was bullshit. But what I'm saying is, though, if he's that next nigga, he was supposed to. That was an alley-oop. It's like, yo, bro, this nigga's look with his back into the wall. Catch that alley dunking. And he didn't really dunk it. He just laid it up off the glass, and it almost went out. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like,
but Cortez, you can make an argument that he's battle of the year right now.
Yeah, you can make arguments for that, too. I will say that. But what I'm saying is he's not scary on that stage. And Tay-Rock is scary no matter what stage. That counts.
Facts.
Who else? Who's next?
Next up, headlining, Sue Surf versus T-Top.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a nasty battle. I ain't going to lie to you. I think this battle is going to be nasty all the way. All the way. I think Top is going to win because I know how focused Top is, and I know Top has, like, he took this shit very serious. You feel me? But, I don't know, man. I think this battle is going to be nasty. I don't think the matchup is that crazy. But, you know, I got to go with the bro, T-Top, you know?
T-Top, go over serve, man. No stick. Go ahead, Dre.
And Ted, before you go, the Matt Mahalo situation, man. Are you as a homie trying to step in between brothers and being like, yo, let's talk like men? You know what I mean?
I just got word about it, so you know, I'm not gonna comment on it. I just, you know, right. I gotta make some phone calls, but you know, the shit is. I don't know, bro. You'll see what's up. I'll find out what's going on. You know what I mean?
Ted's going to talk to him.
Fellas, man, y'all know it's all love, man.
You're ready.
Always, bro, man. We appreciate you coming up here, man. We salute you, everything you're doing, bro, out there on tour with Joe, man, and out there making moves, bro, all day. It's all love. Friend of the show.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, brother. Take care, man. All right. Shout out Tez coming on the show.
Shout out Cortez. Yes, sir.
Man, yes, good. Sir. That was a good thought, man. Real shit. Yeah. Always good having Tez up here. Now, I want to ask you this. Are you surprised by his known prediction? He seemed very sure about Clips over Will.
That's his man's though, man.
You don't think he knows? I'm not gonna go.
What does he know? I'm not falling for that. Hope you don't come up with Charlie Clips. Not me. No.
Okay.
I'm sticking with Ill Will. Nothing's gonna change my mind. Nothing. I'm not gonna get hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray by Charlie Clips. Refuse to let that happen, my brother.
It's not happening, huh?
Nah.
Damn.
Let's get into this passing bridge, man.
Passing bridge. Oh yeah, let's get into it. Man, I honestly want to watch it one more time, but let's do it. We can make it happen. I watched it once, but I'm gonna piggyback off you.
Or you wanna watch it again?
I wanna watch it one more time.
All right, watch it one more time.
I'm gonna watch it one more time, and then we can break this down.
We'll do that with the other guy who's coming on.
Oh, the other guy. You talking about the other guy?
The other guy, yeah.
Let me tell
the
you
other
something.
Guy.
That other guy.
Yeah.
We're gonna need a long show for that other guy, man. We
but yo, I need to tell the other guy when he. I need to tell the other guy when we're gonna be on though.
You know what?
That's what he's asking.
I'll tell you this. Tell the other guy. Look, man. Tell the other guy. The thing is, if we do tomorrow, it's going to be late. Again, like tonight. Sunday,
I
want to do
that
it.
Late, though.
But yeah, I feel you. Sunday, we could do it, but listen, Joey's coming into town. Then we'll go see Joey's show.
Mm.
Joey's coming in. So,
okay.
I say we do a 2-hour show Monday. You get this other guy on.
Ooh.
And it's going to be classic. I just want to tell all the people out there it's going to be a classic. And let me tell you what else we can do. Get him on, not just talk about hip-hop, but, of course, everything else. Because let me tell you something. This other guy, you guys are going to be surprised when this other guy drops.
But the other thing with the other guy, you got to remember now, he does a show on the weekdays, weeknights. So.
Every night?
Monday through Friday. You can't do tomorrow at all?
Tomorrow.
He's not gonna be over 2 hours though. Come on, that's not happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're going out tomorrow night, my G.
Oh, you going tomorrow? Night?
The whole world.
What you doing afternoon?
Now, huh?
What you doing in the afternoon?
We're gonna be playing basketball. We're gonna be some cousin's house.
Okay, you going out there, all day thing? All right, all right.
Yeah.
We'll lock in a time.
If you could lock in Monday, like around. Like 8-9 your time, perfect. Even after his show. Tell him to do it after his show. Pull up.
I'm gonna text that shit.
And we'll do a full 2 hour, because we're gonna want this other guy. This is gonna be crazy, man.
Yes, dude.
Yo, let's do it, man. Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to Tez. We got some Lil Yachty stuff coming down. Shout out to Shia LaBeouf going up on Sway and just teaching all these young dudes how to make this happen, to be totally honest with you. But yeah, man, you already know what it is. PSA Radio, Segment Boys, we're here. We live, we direct, late night edition. My bro Dre, three letterman. Check this out, my G.
Man, shout out to Cuz. Get the other guy on, do this passing bridge. Y'all already know what it is, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We out.
All right.